World Sport from the BBC with Richie Stevens. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Manchester United climb back to the top of the Premier League.
Into the penalty area, across the face of goal, it's cleared away. Aspara scores with a shot, and Paul Scholes with the goal for Manchester United. His 100th in the Premier League, and it's absolutely crucial to Sir Alex Ferguson's team at the top of the Premier League. Wolves 0, Manchester United 1.
Meanwhile, Portsmouth book a place in the semi-final of the FA Cup, and goal line technology has no place in football, at least for now.
I mean, it's the end of the potential use of technology within football, and another time will come maybe in the future, but within this IFAB group, within the IFAB members, that was the final decision.
And we'll have news of how Manchester United return to the top of the Premier League shortly, but first, the main results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gordon.
The FA Cup, sponsored by E.ON, quarter-finals. Fulham 0, Tottenham Hotspur 0. Portsmouth 2, Birmingham City 0. Barclays Premier League. Arsenal 3, Burnley 1. West Ham United 1, Bolton Wanderers 2. Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Manchester United 1. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Blackpool 1, Ipswich Town 0. Bristol City 2, Doncaster Rovers 5. Cardiff City 1, Middlesbrough 0. Crystal Palace 1, Sheffield United 0. Derby County 2, Watford 0. Newcastle United 6, Barnsley 1. Nottingham Forest 1, Swansea City 0. Peterborough United 0, Coventry City 1. Plymouth Argyle 1, Preston North End 1. Queen's Park Rangers 3, West Bromwich Albion 1. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Leicester City 0. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Hamilton Academical 1, Aberdeen 1. Hibernian 1, Kilmarnock 0. Rangers 3, St Mirren 1. St Johnstone 1, Motherwell 2.
So, Manchester United are top of the English Premier League. They lead Chelsea and Arsenal by 2 points after an edgy 1-0 win at struggling Wolves. Watching at Molineux for the BBC was Dave Woods.
In the absence of Wayne Rooney, Manchester United made heavy weather of finding their way back to the top of the Premier League. They were, in fact, arguably second best to a spirited Wolves in the first half. The pace of Kevin Doyle a constant threat. And Stephen Ward really should have scored with a 35th-minute free header that he directed straight at Van der Sar. But United were much more threatening in the second half and finally got their goal after 72 minutes. After a neat and careful build-up, Paul Scholes bustled into action in the box to score his 100th Premier League goal. Even then, Wolves should have denied them. Deep into stoppage time, Sam Vokes, from only 2 yards out, inexplicably skied his shot over the bar.
So United didn't have matters all their own way, but according to their defender Rio Ferdinand, at this point in time, a win's a win.
The last 3 years we've won a lot of games 1-0, and them games are vitally important, as all wins are, but at this stage of the season, a win's a win, really. And in the conditions today, it was a hard pitch to play on, very bubbly for both teams, and they put you under real pressure. You've seen other teams come here and have to work hard for anything they get out of the game here, and we have to do likewise.
Well, Arsenal climbed above Manchester United into second place in the Premier League, temporarily, with a 3-1 home win over Burnley. Goals there came from Cesc Fabregas, Theo Walcott and Andre Arshavin, though the winning margin would have been greater had Nicholas Bentner not wasted several chances. Arsenal, who were 11 points off the pace in December and 9 behind a month ago, can consider themselves real title contenders. That's according to their manager, Arsene Wenger.
We are up for it. We have the hunger, we have the togetherness, we have the talent and the belief, and we fight like mad, and we will do that from game to game, and we'll see where we stand in the end.
In the day's only other Premier League match, Bolton Wanderers secured an away win for the first time since September. They triumphed 2-1 at West Ham, despite finishing the game with 10 men. Kevin Davis and Jack Wilshere scored for Bolton. Alessandro Diamanti hit a late consolation for the home side. Well, Portsmouth put their financial troubles to one side as they booked an FA Cup semi-final date at Wembley with a 2-0 win over Birmingham City. 2 goals in 5 minutes from Frederic Piquion gifted Portsmouth the victory, which brought this reaction from their manager, Avram Grant.
Very proud, very proud. I don't remember many minutes in my life that I was so proud, because people don't understand What is to work day by day with a lot of difficulties, and more than these difficulties is part of our job, but to not know what will happen in the next hour. So I'm very proud. When you see players like Hyderson, like David James, 35, 40 years old, with this passion to football, it makes me proud of them.
And in the day's second quarter final, Fulham and Tottenham drew 0-0. And there are two more FA Cup ties on Sunday. Holders Chelsea face Stoke City. Aston Villa go to Reading. Well, Birmingham City were denied a goal in that cup tie at Portsmouth when 2-0 down. The assistant referee failed to spot the fact that the ball was clearly over the line. And it seems that human error will remain a factor after the International Football Association Board, the game's lawmakers, decided after a meeting in Switzerland on Saturday against pursuing the use of video technology. Jonathan Ford is the chief executive of the Wales FA and sits on the IFAB committee.
The human element of the game is a critical component of it. I mean, it's the thing that ultimately we end up debating. If you took a tour of Wembley, probably until recently, one of the first things that you would see is actually the goal that they had there and the debate that they had, of course, after 1966. That's the beauty of the game, and that ultimately keeps the people talking in the pubs, and it keeps the game alive. I wouldn't, for one, want to see that being lost.
Rangers extended their lead in the Scottish Premier League to 13 points with a 3-1 win over St Mirren. Lee McCulloch scored twice with a third from Nacho Novo. Second place Celtic are playing Falkirk on Sunday. Real Madrid had gone to the top of the Spanish League after coming from behind to beat Sevilla 3-2. They were losing 2-0 at home before they were rescued by goals from Cristiano Ronaldo, Sergio Ramos and Rafael van der Vaart, the Dutchman netting the winner in second-half injury time. Real Madrid are level on points with Barcelona, who twice came from behind to draw 2-2 at Almeria. AC Milan passed the chance up to close to within a point of Serie A leaders and local rivals Inter on Saturday when they were held 0-0 at Roma. Inter can stretch their lead in Italy over Milan to 6 points and pull 9 ahead of Roma by beating Genoa at home on Sunday. Juventus boosted their UEFA Champions League qualification hopes with a 2-1 win at Fiorentina, which lifted them to 4th. The Bundesliga leaders, Bayern Munich, have had their advantage reduced to 2 points after being held to a 1-1 draw at Cologne. Schalke are up to second thanks to a 4-1 win at Eintracht Frankfurt. Third place Bayer Leverkusen can go top if they win at Nuremberg on Sunday. Olympique Lyon missed a chance to reclaim top spot in France for the first time since October when they drew 0-0 at second from bottom Boulogne. Lyon stretched their unbeaten run to 8 games but remain 1 point behind the leaders Bordeaux and Montpellier, who meet on Sunday. They could even slip to 4th if Marseille beat mid-table Lorient on Sunday. Well, now to the Hockey World Cup in Delhi, where it's been another disappointing day for the host nation India. Rounding up the highlights, here's Aaron Armstrong.
England booked their place in the semi-finals, and almost certainly Australia's, with a 3-2 victory over India that mathematically confirmed the host's elimination from the tournament. England led 3-0 with just over 20 minutes remaining, but India hit back twice in quick succession to rouse a crowd that had been silenced and set up a fantastic finish to the match. The European champions remain top of the group on 12 points, with Australia close behind on 9. They deservedly defeated Spain 2-0 and are highly unlikely to be caught. Spain will now have to beat England by double figures in the final group match, the Aussies really benefiting from those 12 goals scored without reply against South Africa. You just hope the atmosphere here in Delhi doesn't disappear, along with the host nation.
Tennis news from the Davis Cup World Group first round, and France, Croatia and the Czech Republic have taken winning 3-0 leads over Germany, Ecuador and Belgium respectively. And in cricket, West Indies beat Zimbabwe by 4 wickets in Guyana on Saturday to level the 5-match one-day series at 1-1. And before we go, Manchester United at the top of the Premier League. They lead Chelsea and Arsenal by 2 points after a 1-0 win at Wolves. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.